You're with SBS Radio.
Hi Jessica, welcome to SBS Malayalam Studio.
Thank you.
So the Australian elections were announced just last day, and but you are heading to India to cover the Indian elections. So what do you think? Which one will be more exciting for you?
I think they're both exciting in their own ways. But of course, if we're talking about the Indian elections, it's the world's largest elections ever, the world's most expensive elections, and a bit more complicated and less straightforward than the Australian elections. Of course, the Australian elections are also exciting, but you know, this is really a phenomenal, I guess, historic election that I'm definitely very pleased to be a part of the coverage.
Okay. So the most important thing for the Malayali audience is you're going to Wayanad.
Yes.
A simple question. Why Wayanad?
Well, we did have to have a think about where we would be going as part of our election coverage. And sometimes it's not always the most obvious place that makes sense to go. At SBS, obviously, we have to think about different communities and what the story might be in particular regions. And to me, it just did make sense to go to Wayanad at this particular point in time. Last year, there were so many stories coming out from Kerala, obviously the temple issue and then the floods, and just Kerala really was in the news for a number of reasons. So it did make sense that we should go to Kerala. And then narrowing it down to Wayanad, to me, it really came down to the fact that it's an area that does have struggles of its own in terms of Indigenous populations and the struggles that they face, in terms of the farmers that are there, in terms of the fact that this was an area that really was devastated by the floods, and that's something that farmers are grappling with even today. Much of the soil was basically rendered inarable. To me, it makes sense then to look at this place in the sense that there are a number of issues that they're facing. And then there was the surprise of Rahul Gandhi contesting from this constituency that has for many years, I think, been neglected by mainstream politicians, some may say. And it's a chance that they're finally in the spotlight, and what could come of that.
So what kind of stories can we expect from you from Wayanad on SBS TV?
So from Wayanad, we'll be talking to, obviously, a big range of people. We will be going to speak to some farmers, because that is something that's a key election issue, not just in Wayanad, but throughout the rest of India.
Yeah.
Farmers are a huge voting bloc, so they do have a huge amount of power when it comes to the elections. So especially bearing in mind the devastation from the floods, I think it is important to speak to them and to hear what they're going through and what they're really hoping for from this election. And there was a huge wave of support for the BJP party from farmers at the last election. So it will be interesting to see how that translates at this election. We'll also be spending some time with some of the Indigenous groups and hearing what they have to say in terms of what they'll be looking for from this election. They've got such a high-profile candidate contesting this constituency, so perhaps it's a chance for them to really make their demands much clearer than they've been able to in the past.
So beyond Wayanad, where else are you going, or what kind of stories are you planning to do?
So we'll be in Bangalore before we head to Wayanad, and we'll be speaking with some of the celebrity candidates. For an Australian audience, that's something that's quite interesting. We don't often have celebrities in Australian politics. That's not something that happens, so we couldn't pass up that opportunity. So that'll be our first.
Like whom?
So we'll be speaking with Prakash Raj.
Prakash Raj, okay.
And yeah, just having a look at how celebrity and politics sort of work together in India. It's not something that happens here. And I know recently there was also a movie about, sort of a series, was it, about Prime Minister Narendra Modi. We don't have things like that. No one's making movies about Scott Morrison. So it's something that is interesting for an Australian audience. And then while we're there, we'll also we'll be there for voting day, of course, and hoping to also catch Rahul Gandhi for a quick interview if that's possible.
So trying for that also. Yeah, yes. That'll be great.
Yes.
For your information, there was a movie about Narendra Modi which has not been released yet because the Election Commission has ordered to delay the release. And there was a movie about the previous Prime Minister Manmohan Singh also.
Yes. Yeah, so no one's making movies about Australian Prime Ministers. So it's something that's quite interesting for an Australian audience to have a look at, and because I think elections over here, it's certainly less exciting. I know that elections in India are sometimes called a festival of democracy, and there's that level of excitement and, I guess, money that gets thrown into it as well that we certainly don't have in Australia.
It will be exciting and it will be exhausting also for you.
Yes, I'm sure it will be.
Okay, all the best. So we are expecting your stories from Wayanad and from India.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.